Welcome to CUTV News Radio. Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you so much for joining us. We are live on CUTV News Radio. It is so great to have you with us today. I am Jim Masters, your host, and we appreciate your joining us across America as well as Canada and worldwide on our broadcast series, which is CUTV News Radio. We've got a very exciting broadcast today, a very informative broadcast, and one that I hope you will really sink your teeth into, because our guest here on CUTV News Radio is going to be bringing forth some really exciting material which could help you or somebody that you care about maybe increase the ability of having a healthier life. And it's very exciting when we have an opportunity to do that here on this broadcast series. You know, for decades, conventional and alternative medicine have been at odds. But our guest, Dr. Nancy Lonsdorf, has found a way to seamlessly balance the disciplines. They call what she does alternative medicine, but she prefers to think of it as integrative. Her patients seek her out for a solution without a lot of side effects, and they feel confident in trusting her with their health, since she's also trained in Western medicine. Healthcare today is actually disease care, according to Dr. Nancy, which is extremely costly. You know, to solve our healthcare crisis, a totally new approach that puts healing the patient in the forefront is essential. According to Dr. Nancy, our number one healthcare problem is that two-thirds of Americans have at least one chronic disorder. Conventional medicine fails to heal most chronic conditions and to keep people from really falling sick in the first place. Something is drastically missing from our healthcare today, according to Dr. Lonsdorf. And, you know, it's a pioneering integrative physician that she is. Dr. Lonsdorf really walks her talk, and she has offered a personalized approach to creating real health from within, using the Ayurveda traditional knowledge of India approach since 1986. Now, Dr. Lonsdorf has been trained at both Johns Hopkins and Stanford, and is the former medical director of the Ayurveda Medical Center of Washington, D.C., where she served a wide spectrum of patients, including government officials and prominent leaders committed to feeling and looking their best without drugs and their side effects. Really incredible work that she does. Without further ado, I would love to welcome Dr. Nancy Lonsdorf to our show for the very first time, for part of a continuing series with us here on the broadcast. Dr. Lonsdorf, thank you so very much for joining us on the show today. It is a real honor and a pleasure to have you. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Jim. I'm delighted to be here, and I just can't wait to talk with you and share some of this knowledge with the listeners.
It really is fascinating, and it's thought-provoking, it's eye-opening, it's revolutionary work that you do. And I wonder, what inspired you, Dr. Lonsdorf, to get into this type of work, to explore this, to research it, to become educated and skilled at it, and then share it with so many others?
Oh, I think, Jim, that I was kind of born with a little bit of a integrative gene, we could say. I was really interested in health since I was at least a teenager. And back in the 70s, there wasn't that much known. There was some little talk of vitamins and kind of nutrition being important. But where I grew up, I just never thought about food as anything other than something I put in my mouth when I was hungry, and that thankfully my mom, you know, cooked some good meals for us. But I soon learned that we can really influence our health, either bring it down or help us or help ourselves heal by what we eat. And not just pills that we take, not just taking vitamins, but really what kinds of foods that we eat and the quality. And now that's kind of old news, but it's really not on a one-on-one basis old news to me, because every day I work with people who come to me, you know, they hear all the ads, they know all the nutritional stuff, they scour the internet, but what they're actually eating on a daily basis may be really unhealthy. One lady I was talking to yesterday with hormonal problems, just had surgery for endometriosis for the second time in her 40s, and really suffering aches every day, or joints aches. She has a high inflammation. And, you know, I looked at her diet, and it was, you know, chips and French fries and lots of red meat, and really not much about vegetables or fruits. So on a daily basis, we can really individualize our diet to help our health. And that's one of the things that I specialize in.
Fantastic. It really is. And again, it's very eye-opening, because, like you say, the chips and the fast food and all the things that we end up, you know, consuming on the run, we're in such a very fast-paced society where people are grabbing things on the run just to have something to what they think satisfies them, but really isn't fulfilling them in a healthful way. And that's why I think your approach is really incredible for people to realize. Now, as a physician, you also offer this, and I'd love for you to define what it is, Ayurvedic healing. Have you always been holistic in your approach, doctor, or is this something that you've sort of incorporated into your work as time has passed?
Oh, that's a great question, Jim. I started out wanting to do traditional medicine. When I was at Oberlin College and specializing in pre-med, I remember one of my friends said that she was going to be a naturopath. And I said, what's a naturopath? And she said, well, it's an herbal doctor. And I said, well, why would you want to do that? Don't you want to be a real doctor? And so
yeah.
With no, absolutely no slight to naturopaths, because really what I do is largely now using herbs and diet to help people get healthy. But at the time, I knew that I wanted to incorporate the mind. I knew the mind was very powerful. I had learned meditation as a teenager, transcendental meditation, and I had found it very helpful for me in my focus, in my energy, clarity, and I really wanted to give that gift of meditation and use it in my practice. So I wanted to go into mind-body medicine, which was a very new field at the time. And even when I interviewed at Johns Hopkins, I said, you know, I'd like to go into mind-body medicine. And to their credit, they took me. And I had a lot of support there. I wrote paper on transcendental meditation and its influence for mental health. And I also took advanced training courses as part of my medical training. So I had a wonderful integrative experience, even going through medical school. However, I didn't know anything about really diet and nutrition or Ayurveda. That was something I learned a bit further down the line when I was doing my residency training in psychiatry at Stanford. I had the opportunity to go to India. I had a scholarship, all expense paid, 5-week experience where I participated in yoga and meditation training, as well as Ayurvedic medicine. And that is what really piqued my interest, because I realized that, you know, when I had a patient who come to me, maybe they have anxiety, or maybe they have depression, or they have anger problems, or whatever the issues are, just talking about it and just giving a drug still didn't seem enough. And what I learned in Ayurveda is that if you can understand how that person's living, what are the stresses they're under, how do they metabolize or digest their experience? You know, something happens to them. How do they take it? And what kind of herbs and diet and daily routine and exercise could help to mitigate that problem for them. So Ayurveda provided that tool, and it's highly individualized. So each person I see, maybe somebody has migraine headache. This person's migraine can be treated completely different than the next person's migraine because different factors can create that terrible headache for those two people. So I personalize that approach, and I understand what is out of balance, not only in their life outside and their diet and all that and their stress, but Ayurveda has a very secret, powerful tool, and it's called pulse assessment. And it simply means, Jim, if I were to take your right radial artery, your right by your wrist, I were to take your wrist and I would put my three fingers down, just the elbow, you know, just down your arm a little ways from your thumb, I would feel the pulse of your radial artery, the blood coursing through your arteries. And in that pulsation is information from the entire body, the nervous system, the heart, of course, whether there's inflammation in different parts of the body, where in the body is the suffering happening. This is an ancient tool that we have in Ayurveda, which I think practicing without it as a doctor would be like a cardiologist practicing without a stethoscope. It gives a lot of information. Yeah. Even I can find sometimes, you know, I'll feel the emotional heart. They may look fine. Yeah. They're sitting across from me. They may even be smiling. I take their pulse and I discover, I ask them, well, did you have some real strong emotional experience so many years ago? And usually they say, yeah, I did. And, you know, it's a clue to what is influencing their health.
It sounds like it's very revealing, right? It's the revelations that occur because of it are substantial and important. What I also notice, Doctor, is your enthusiasm. I can just hear it in your voice, your vocal tone, your enthusiasm, your belief, strong beliefs in this work, and your passion for it is overflowing. And I can just there's a smile in your voice in wanting to get people to really appreciate, understand, and avail themselves of the opportunity of this approach. Then leading me to the question of, you know, what are the advantages you would say of integrative medicine, of this Ayurvedic medicine, and why is it really important for balance to be achieved above and beyond what, you know, we traditionally receive from healthcare?
Well, Jim, you know, I think most of us go to a doctor only when we have to. You know, either maybe we're committed to preventive checkups, but mostly they're kind of early disease checkups. They're looking for early signs of disease or maybe a risk factor that's already established, like high cholesterol or blood pressure problem. And or we're suffering, we've got a stomach ache, something went wrong, then we go. And that's because doctors traditionally now are only trained to deal with disease. They really only know how to take care of disease after it's already come up. And we're grateful they know how to deal with it, right? We want them there, but it's not enough. Because if we fall sick, we're already in trouble. We need to learn how to stay healthy, and we need more knowledge than just the essentials of eat whole foods and, you know, eat good balanced meals and lots of fruits and vegetables. We know that. Stay active, exercise. Yeah, we do those things and we can take care of most of the problems for a lot of our life. But there are individualized factors. You know, one person doesn't seem to eat all that much, but they get metabolic syndrome, or they gain weight around their abdomen, or they get high triglycerides, high blood pressure, and they're on their way to heart disease. Whereas the other person might eat a lot more and they're thin and they seem to be able to eat anything they want. You know,
Yeah. We
have very different metabolism and very different mind-body natures. And Ayurveda has a way of categorizing and understanding the different types that people fall into and gives different foods and different lifestyle and routine and different types of exercise depending on what your individual type is and your own individual needs. So we have something that can prevent also because we have this pulse assessment and also an understanding of there are three main ways the body goes out of balance. And it either goes out of balance in the nervous system and hormonal system first. And I'm not talking about a disease. I'm talking about less than optimal health, there's a continuum, right? I think most of us feel, oh, gosh, when we feel really great, we feel we're in the best of health. We've got great energy, good sleep, good digestion. That's optimal health. But then there's falling sick. And between the two is a whole continuum of, well, I just don't sleep so well, or I don't feel so energetic, or my stomach's sometimes off. Well, we don't know how to understand that through any other system that I know of than the Ayurvedic. We can understand, okay, if somebody's digestion's off, well, is it more gas and bloating? Is it a problem with heartburn and hyperacidity and excess hunger? Or is it a problem like the food just sits there and it doesn't move? Those are three distinct types. And it turns out that different spices, different diet, different foods are appropriate to help to rebalance or heal those imbalances before they go to a disease. And not just a digestive disease. Those can be the precursors to the breakdown of the immune system and other conditions. So I just wanted to say that I feel so passionate about it. As you said, I really do. And I don't feel that seeing people one-on-one is enough. I really want to share this knowledge. So on my website, I built out a quiz for gut symptoms. So anybody who has gut symptoms, gas, bloating, heartburn, anything, can go to that quiz right on the homepage, click on it, and they can take a quiz and they will get, based on their type, according to Ayurveda, they will get tips for diet and spices and herbs that they can get easily in their local area that will help to balance that. They'll get one tip a week for 6 weeks. And I offer feedback opportunity, and there are recipes and all sorts of things that can help people start to heal themselves, because there's a lot of knowledge that you don't absolutely need a one-on-one consultation for.
And you know, that is absolutely invaluable what you're doing on your website, because as we are learning as a society, the gut is a tremendous force and influence in our overall health now. We always used to concentrate on the brain, the heart, you know, other areas, other organs, and we still do, but so much research is now pointing to what's going on in our guts that actually triggers so many different illnesses and emotional feelings. And just the gut is like a heart in a way, isn't it? It's a central focus now.
Yes, indeed. Jim, you said that so well, I couldn't have done it better myself. Seriously, really. And it is true. In fact, the gut, we have an enteric nervous system, so we have many nerves. We have it like a little mini brain in our gut, in our intestinal system. So it does produce actually 80% of our serotonin, which is our feel-good hormone. There are maybe 10% of the population taking antidepressants right now, and they're doing it to increase their serotonin. And what they may not have thought about is that if they can optimize their gut health, they're going to produce more serotonin, and they very well may feel better. So the gut is key. In fact, what I am enjoying very much, having practiced this or used Ayurveda in my medical practice for 30 years now, is that modern research is catching up with Ayurvedic principles. It may not know that it's getting it from Ayurveda, but Ayurveda simply means knowledge of life, knowledge of health. And this whole understanding of the digestive system being at the heart of our immunity, and Ayurveda says at the heart of our metabolism and our longevity and our good health. So it preached that 5,000 plus years ago, and now we're finally, quote unquote, discovering it. But it's very fulfilling because so many principles of even in Ayurveda of diet and spices like turmeric, In Ayurveda, everything has turmeric in it, and that's because it's such a healthful spice, an anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer, immune-promoting, and that and detoxifying. And now that's been discovered, so to speak, by modern research, as have many, many other spices, foods, and principles of Ayurveda. Even what time we go to bed and when we get up and when we exercise is being researched now, and it's falling right in line with what Ayurveda was recommending chronobiologically, you know, thousands of years ago.
So people can go to your website to get the recipes and tips and all this useful and wealth of fabulous information. What is the website address they should go to, Doctor, for access to that great information?
Oh, thank you. It's drnancyhealth.com. So drnancyhealth.com, drnancyhealth.com.
Fantastic.
And there's, by the way, Jim, oh, thanks. There's also a stress quiz on there. Anybody stressed today? I think you alluded to it earlier.
I think I saw all the hands raise in the audience.
Yeah, it's kind of synonymous with life in the 21st century, I think. So, and, you know, you mentioned it. A lot of, you know, we know what we should eat. We know what we should do, but our life is so busy, we tend to grab things. And stress is an influence, at least, if not cause, of as much as 80% of our disease as well.
Absolutely.
And impacts the gut.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and, you know, people can find out their stress type also on my website, because we all respond to stress differently.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. That's fantastic. So the website is drnancyhealth.com. Everybody should go there and check it out. Absolutely. Yeah, go ahead, mention that.
Oh, I just wanted to say, I do have a book called The Ageless Woman. It's available on Amazon. And especially for women in midlife or after 40 or 50, it gives them a lot of knowledge. They can take more quizzes and find out more about their hormonal system, and they can get a special tea that's designed just for them to help balance their system and improve their digestion and metabolism.
I wanted to let folks know as well that you have been named one of the nation's most prominent Ayurvedic doctors by the Chicago Tribune. You're also a popular speaker, author, as you've just mentioned, your book, teacher, and recognized expert specializing in women's health issues as well. So a lot of incredible work that you're doing, combining everything to get the word out. Now, your background strictly as a physician. Tell us, let's merge that world with it too. Tell us a little bit more about the work as a physician.
Well, I, in my practice on a daily basis, I mostly provide additional care or complementary care. I do some certainly Western diagnostics, but when it comes to treating with drugs, I usually leave that to their primary care physician, so I can really focus on the whole person. And you need time to do that. So I take my time to really get to understand the person, all the factors in their life, and design a program that we design collaboratively that will best help them feel better faster. So that's currently, but my training was in psychiatry, and I have to say that I've come around. You asked me how I came to this. I added Ayurveda, and then I added some functional medicine, understanding hormones, understanding nutrition, and a lot of my vegetarian patients were low in B12 and iron and other factors. And still, when some people still didn't get better, I started to pay attention to that emotional heart we were talking about before. And that's a real interest of mine. And I have found that the mind and emotions, especially emotions around incidents or an aspect of a person's life currently, in the past, or even something they're worried about in the future, can create a very significant impact on their health. And I teamed up with a master coach, and we developed something we call coaching for mind-body balance, which targets, like a laser, go in, find that area. We're talking about mentally and emotionally healthy people. We're talking about people who are basically healthy, functional. They don't need medicines. They're not seeing, you know, a therapist for their care. They're just basically doing fine, except that there was something happened to them or some experience they had that is has left an emotional residue. They may think even that they're over it, kind of, but if they start talking about it for a while, the emotion starts to come out. And we found a way through inquiry and coaching, asking questions and pinpointing that issue and how they're thinking about it, helping them to reflect on it in a way that brings aha experiences and a release, ultimately a release. And we do that within a period of about 3 sessions of about six hours or so each. We do longer sessions so that we can really help the person move through that thing quickly. And we found really pretty amazing results. It's been very fulfilling. As someone trained in psychiatry, this isn't psychiatry, this is coaching, but to see people become more empowered in their lives, overcome blocks, feel more ease in a relationship, it's very, very fulfilling.
Absolutely. Our very special guest is Dr. Nancy Lohnsdorf. We're so excited to have you here on the show. We've got about 4 minutes left. I can't believe how quickly this half hour is going, but you'll be back with us at 1 p.m. Eastern on CUTV News. That is on May 9th. I just wanted to ask, you know, I've been under the impression that allopathic medicine and integrative alternative and complementary medicine, whatever people want to call it, have been sort of at odds. But you found an incredible and unique way to really balance them and have had great success with this too, right, Doctor?
Oh, well, yeah, because I'm still doing it 30 years later. So that's how I gauge it. Is people keep coming, you know, they tell their friends. They tell their friends and they keep coming. So, you know, it's a really important point, Jim, because we do need balance between conventional medicine. We need it. We need the diagnostics. We need the treatment when there's something acute or there's something very serious. We do need it at times. But we also need really effective prevention. We need to understand our own bodies much better. What kind of food is right for us? There's a, you know, slew of diets out there. There's another 10 born every day. And we need to understand what's right for us and at what stage of our life, what do we eat? And we need to really have a much more subtle understanding of who we are. Are we a sensitive type or are we, you know, an amazingly resilient physiology? And we have to treat ourselves accordingly. So I do both. I help provide the deeper understanding, Ayurveda, the personalized, highly precision health for people with Ayurveda and my integrative. But also people sometimes come to me and they say, no, I don't see doctors. I'm coming to you because I trust you. But I don't go to doctors. I don't get tests. And I work with them. And, you know, ultimately, certainly if I feel they have something potentially dangerous, absolutely. I give them a very strong encouragement and to go and get checked out. I will write the diagnostic orders myself in many cases, and I will support them emotionally because usually what's behind that is a lot of fear of Western medicine. And people sometimes just really need a learned, you know, expert guide that can see both sides of the picture and help them navigate sometimes treatment that might be difficult or diagnostics that make them very nervous, like it makes us all very nervous. So
right.
I do both. Yeah.
You do
it's
both.
It's important to balance.
I want folks to realize that they can connect with you by going to your website, drnancyhealth.com. Again, that's drnancyhealth.com. If you're fascinated by what we're talking about, if you'd like to learn more, if you'd like to connect with Dr. Nancy Lohnsdorf, she is truly amazing. And as you can hear, again, her passion really, really comes through. And she's dedicated to what she does. And 30-plus years of doing it, and she's not about to stop now. Dr. Lohnsdorf, I can't believe that the half hour is wrapped. I have a million more questions for you, but fortunately, you will be back with us live next week on CUTV News Radio, and we thoroughly look forward to it. And until then, thanks for joining us on the show today.
It was a great pleasure, and thank you very much, Jim.
You are very, very
wishing
welcome.
Wishing everybody the best of health.
Absolutely, and to you and yours as well. Chat again next week. Our very special guest on CUTV News Radio Live, Dr. Nancy Lohnsdorf. Go to her website, drnancyhealth.com. For everybody here at CU TV News Radio, I'm Jim Masters, your host. Thank you for joining us. More great shows coming up right here on CU TV News Radio. Till then, have a great day.